Bob, there's a lot of excitement about this defense. How much of an identity are you building with this group after 3 weeks?
Well, we talked to him a lot about, Mitch, is the culture. That's far more important than what we're doing, but how we do business, you know. And if you develop that, it gives you a chance to sustain what you're doing. We love our system. We love the X and O part of it. But the thing that I've really appreciated about our team so far is the way they've come to work every day. We're like all teams. We made some mistakes, but we've limited those mistakes. And that comes through preparation. And that's a tribute to the players and really, you know, kind of the guys that go unnoticed in this whole thing are the assistant coaches that are coaching these guys every day. I'm really happy right now where we're at. We got a lot of things yet that we got to improve on.
Well, the great defenses I've seen, it's like a prairie fire. This thing is contagious and it goes front to back. But then that fire goes to the stadium. I mean, your defense seems to play to the crowd. What about this kind of contagious feeling?
We're playing with a lot of energy and a lot of emotion. And to me, your confidence doesn't come really from what you did. Your confidence is that you know you're prepared. Both teams are ready emotionally. One team's better prepared. And that's what we always strive for. We know there's going to be energy. We know there's going to be emotion. These guys love to play the game. Andy always tells them, hey, let your personality play. Let them see who you are. The guy makes a big play, it's contagious, whether it's a Poe coming up the middle and getting a sack or a Tom Bahaly grabbing a guy on a screen play or whatever it is. And I think there's a sense of responsibility that they share with each other. Hey, I'm not going to let these guys down. And when you get those things going, you got a chance.
There's kind of a theme seeming around here. It's like 3-0, but room to grow. Like everybody's got an upside. Where's the upside for your defense?
Well, I would say the theme is 1-0 every week, you know. And if you follow that and you meet that goal, you're going to be pretty good. Every game has a life of its own. And what happened last week really won't help you very much this week. There's so many factors that go into why things happen. Whatever success we've had, how did we get it? Well, we got it because of the way you prepared, the way you worked, the way you came in meetings, the way you studied when you're away from this building, the way you practice. You know, you can't let a rep go by. You're not doing the same drill. You need to do that drill just a little bit better. You know, we're not talking about these quantum leaps. They don't happen. But if everybody could improve that much, that accumulative effect is pretty dramatic for our defense and or for our team.
Here come the Giants. You shared Gotham City with them for years because you were at the Jets for years. What about a wounded animal coming in here?
Well, you can get caught on that scoreboard looking and saying that's who they are. One of the things that we try to do all the time is drill down and show our team, this is how we won this game. These penalties help them get a touchdown. It's really the same thing with the Giants. Their first two games, they're in position to win those games. You know, they're playing Dallas down there with all the things that happened in this game, which were, I mean, so anti-Giant that it's almost incredible to do. But with 2 minutes to go, they got the ball and it's 30-24, and you know, Eli's taken many a drive in 2 minutes down there to win. So there's not much difference between winning and losing this league. Honestly, the key isn't the opponent, it's us. We can't take care of the New York Giants. We don't know what they're thinking. We don't really care what they're thinking, but we do have control over our own thoughts and our own preparation, and that's really the theme of this week.